It's 9:15. Let's stay with sport and the first of our previews of this Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final. A first ever pairing of Cork and Tipperary. Cork chasing their first title in 20 years and they're confident. Oh yes, not like them. And our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy has been finding out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
After all,
there's a reason why an All-Ireland final appearance is a coveted thing for any county to aspire to. It's not just about the match itself or even the glory that comes with winning. It's the way the mood of the whole county is lifted in the run-up to All-Ireland Sunday. An intangible injection of serotonin that just makes everybody feel better. This was Puffin Ward at Cork University Hospital, where sick children come to get better. And the kids here are just as excited about the build-up to Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final as everybody else.
That's just my mom, just mom. Kelly is her name.
Take 4-year-old Ella Leonard from Kilcorny in North Cork. Ella is also getting ready to join the All-Ireland excitement.
Where are they playing on Sunday? I know, Cork match. They play matches because they wear these jerseys. And I already got a jersey. But now I just have to get my hurling ball and my hurling stick.
There are some wise hurling analysts in the Puffin Ward at CUH. Like 11-year-old Shane Holland from Inishannon and 12-year-old Anna Cronin from Macroom.
I think they just want it more this year, and last year they weren't getting as much goals, and I think they're getting more this year, and Alan Connolly and Brian Hayes are going for the goals now, so.
I think Cork are going to win this year because they're way more hungrier fresh, and they've been going for goals way more often. So on Sunday we're going to win this. Rebels aboo!
10-year-old Rua Pierce from Bishopstown in Cork City had a special message for the Cork hurlers.
I love you.
Oh,
of course, there's a more serious side to Sunday's All-Ireland final, and in a workshop behind his home in Kantark, former dual star Aidan Walsh has been making hurleys for Cork's ace marksman Patrick Horgan for almost 15 years. Hoggy's hurleys are special. They've already helped him deliver 3 goals and 50 points in this year's championship. Here's Aidan Walsh on what's different about Patrick Horgan's hurleys.
Every year we kind of make adjustments to the hurley, but basically it's nearly a round kind of handle, but it's very heavy. It's one of the heaviest outfield hurleys I would make for anyone, really. It's nearly goalkeeper weight, so that just says the strength of his wrist. But the one thing we do when we are making a hurley is to make sure that the heel is as thick as possible, so that creates, like, that's the reason he's able to get such a great strike off the ball, is that his boss is fierce thick. At the top of the hurley where they pick the ball, where the side he picks the ball is a deeper chamfer than the other side, so when he's picking the ball, his hurley is actually closer to the ground. So when he's able to pick the ball, he's a better opportunity to pick the ball, which definitely helps him. If you notice it, the way he's able to pick the ball so fast, that's definitely a good contributor to it.
Is he finally going to pick up his All-Ireland medal this weekend?
Yeah, please God, he finally gets over the line, and yeah, it'd be well deserved.
Back in Cork City, the conveyor belt of underage hurlers and camogie players is running on constant at St. Finbar's GAA Club in Toker. Everyone here has an opinion on Sunday's final, like 10-year-old Amy Bohan and 13-year-old Danny Fitzpatrick.
I think Cork are going to win on Sunday because they get lots of goals and they're great for it. And Brian Hayes, Ethan Toomey and Damon Cahalan.
I think Cork will win on Sunday because they have the best forward line and they have great fans and all their players have played brilliant all year.
You'd have good hopes for this team, Tom, because you go up along with GD. You've done a lot of work with them.
Former Hurler of the Year and goalkeeper Ger Cunningham is also a proud St Finbarr's member. He's excited that Cork are getting the chance on Sunday to make up for last year's All-Ireland final defeat.
Come on, Jacob.
You know, it's going to be a fantastic occasion. Just in Cork's, you know, this project that Pat has been on for the last 3 years, they're probably a bit more down the line than Tip, who have come this year with a lot of young fellas coming through. And I think we're entitled to look forward to it and hope for the best. And let's hope for a great occasion and a great game on Sunday.
Hurling has reached into every corner of County Cork. In the tiny North Cork village of Fremount, Paddy Collins has written a song for the Cork team called Pat Ryan's Boys. The song was performed in the local community centre by Kelly Feehan and her friends. And when the call went out this week for a crowd to come along, it was like the whole village of 250 people turned up.
It's really just a lovely song to sing, and with these two women beside me today, I'm lucky to have them.
And who's going to win on Sunday?
Well, is that a question?
That's singer Kelly Feehan with a bit of help from the village of Fremount in North Cork, ending that report on preparations for Sunday's All-Ireland final in the county. That's a lot of Cork.
You can't argue with that analysis, though, you know.
Lots of goals.
Lots of goals. And Hoggies Hurley's made from ash and holy water.
We'll hear from Tipperary tomorrow. We'll hear from the real capital next.